This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It is still unclear what happened Sunday near Pueblo. A train derailed, an interstate bridge collapsed, and the accident killed a semi-truck driver. CPR's Dan Boyce is trying to sort things out.
There was some confusion over who owned the bridge. A CDOT spokesman told the Associated Press early Monday it was BNSF's bridge, and the railroad company was responsible for inspecting it. But state officials later said they were going through their records to try to figure out who owned the bridge. Officials are still unsure whether the train derailment caused the bridge to collapse or if the bridge collapse came first. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A lot of Colorado election officials are leaving their jobs. Matt Crane is the executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association. He says a new report about turnover is troubling and that several things are driving them out.
Some of those folks left natural attrition due to term limits, but then there's no question that some of the pressure from the big lie has made it a much more hostile environment for election officials, and that impacted some people deciding to leave their office before maybe they would have otherwise.
The race for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District seat, currently held by Republican Lauren Boebert, is shaping up to be expensive. CPR's Caitlin Kim breaks down the latest fundraising numbers.
Democratic challenger Adam Frisch dwarfed Boebert and other candidates in money raised over the last quarter. He brought in almost $3.4 million. For her part, Boebert raised just upwards of $850,000, according to the latest campaign finance filings. There are others in the race, too. Republican primary challenger Jeff Hurd only joined halfway through the last quarter, but ended up raising almost half as much as Boebert, while Grand Junction Mayor Anna Stout, a Democrat, raised around $100,000. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.